Welcome to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. You can listen to the Marty Shergold Show podcast anywhere, even while taking a hot shower powered by Ream, Australia's favourite hot water. From the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Top six.
Good.
Ooh,
good start for a
Monday. Wrong one.
For a new week, yeah.
Aggressive top six.
Yes.
The headlines, as we discussed. Something to hold on to through the day if you're a little light on for catching the news. Number one at the top six at six, footy crowds set to return to the MCG next weekend. What sort of numbers, Will?
About 30%, I think they're hoping for.
Did you see the way they crowbarred all the spectators together down in Geelong?
Yes,
it doesn't make any sense.
7,000
together
in two bays.
In
all
two
down
bays.
One end.
It's like, which bit of this is socially distant? Number two, Victoria tightens border as New South Wales cluster grows. Here we go.
Again.
Keep them out. Number three, Pete Murray announces the birth of his fourth child.
Yeah.
A girl with wife Mira, Edie. Didn't read that well.
No, that's okay.
It went over the line.
It's my
there.
Fault for going over the line.
You
I
just
apologize.
Went down into that next bit.
Yeah,
four kids for Pete.
Yeah.
Jeez, does he
seems
know
like
them
a
all?
Family. Yes.
He'd be busy.
Oh, between that and strumming the guitar.
Yeah.
I mean, he
four kids. Wow.
Four kids and just belting out tracks. I mean, it's not easy. Is it, Will?
Absolutely not.
Number four, Logan Paul mocked after calling out old, in inverted commas, Mike Tyson. This is this YouTube kid who just had a fight with Mayweather.
No, that's... Oh, yes, sorry. I thought you meant his brother, Jake.
No.
No, he fought Mayweather.
Now he's ready to take on Mike Tyson. Have his head punched off his shoulders.
A 50-year-old.
Yeah. Don't you reckon he...
Oh, it's brave.
Oh, it's ludicrous. I mean, you'd only have to get hit once by Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Number five, Beck Danaher reveals she's expecting her first child. Well, that's some lovely news for the Danahers.
Yeah.
And coming in at number six on the top six at six, trio of young Instagram models party on James Packer's $200 million super yacht as the billionaire resurfaces for the first time in 8 months with no sign of his girlfriend.
So much in there.
Oh, my God, that was exhausting.
You're up to date, though.
What's on the back page?
Ba-ba-da-ba. Back page time with Will.
Morning, Troy.
How are you, Will?
What's happening, Will?
Great game down in Tassie yesterday. I'm not sure if you caught Essendon Hawthorn.
No, I was vomiting in my own mouth most of yesterday.
Resting your Achilles. It was a 13-point victory, a seesawing affair between
the two
famous clubs. The Bombers got up in the end.
Did they?
So they now move to 10th on the ladder, one game behind the 8th place, Richmond.
Mm.
Jake Stringer just about played the best game he's ever played, I think.
Mm.
It was back to 2016 Jake Stringer, where he had the ball on a string. He looked extremely dangerous every time it went forward. 29 disposals and 4 goals, including one which is close to one of the contenders for goal of the year, in my opinion. He was unbelievable down there in Lonnie.
Didn't he kick one off the ground as well?
Yep, he socked one. He looked Dustin Martin-esque yesterday, so hopefully that means a bit of a return to form for the package.
Mm.
14,834 at UTAS.
Again, that's not bad, is it?
Sold out in 2 hours. It was a lot of Essendon fans. But it just sort of goes to show that if you send a different team down there rather than
North.
North and Hawthorn obviously play home games down there, but against the same opposition a lot of the time, some interstate clubs.
Yeah, because Bombers hadn't been down there for some phenomenal amount of time.
They're 30-odd years or something like
that's
that.
That's crazy.
So there was on Saturday in Hobart, it was 5,000 people for North Melbourne, Brisbane.
That's about right.
Yeah.
So, who won that?
Brisbane did by about 4 goals.
Well, that's not too bad.
Got the job done in the end.
Geez, they must have woken up and thought, fantastic, we get to shoot off down to Hobart today.
It looked very chilly and it was raining for most of it as well.
Oh, God.
Speaking of crowds, so Richmond's clash with St Kilda on Friday is likely to be the first game at the MCG with fans since round 10.
Mm-hmm.
So the AFL applied to the Vic government for 50%, but it looks like it's going to be between 20 or 30.
Right.
So that'll be nice to get 30,000 at the MCG.
Yeah.
And Mitch Duncan for Geelong faces an uphill battle to return before finals. So he has a serious knee injury. It could be 8 to 10 weeks for the Cats midfielder. Here's some Melbourne sporting bon mots, because we've had a bit of success over the weekend. In the NBL, Melbourne United has one hand firmly grasping the NBL championship at the moment. Yeah. They had a win over the Perth Wildcats, which means that if they win this Friday night, yeah, they win the title overall.
So they're two up, best of five.
Yep. Best on ground was Chris Goulding in that one, MVP of Melbourne's last grand final win in the NBL.
He's playing good basketball, that bloke.
In the A-League, Melbourne City's quest for an A-League grand final revenge and the Premier's Plate Championship double is alive after a 2-0 semi-final victory over MacArthur, who you just found
never
out
even
existed.
Heard of it.
So they now have to defeat Sydney FC in the final.
Mm.
And in the NRL, our favourite Melbourne Storm back on top of the ladder.
What's happening with the Storm?
66-16 win over West Tigers.
Addo Carr doing anything?
He didn't score. They had 10 try scorers.
He didn't come in here either, did he?
He didn't wake up that one particular morning. Give him a break.
Never.
The Melbourne Storm are on fire and we love them.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. Hot water need replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream.